Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
We have breaking casting in The Batman. We have a trailer premiere date for WW84. We have new looks and info on Birds of Prey. And Zack Snyder said, it doesn't exist. Fwa-bam! Today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC.
I know what I'm doing.
Wonder Twin powers activate. Form of a snow cone.
Form of Chris Jericho.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because you know how my pinned tweet since 2016 has been, I'm not saying I'm Batman, I'm just saying nobody's seen me and him in the same room?
Yes, and you could, of course, this is at Roxy Stryer's Twitter.
Yes.
You can go see that that's true right
thank
now.
Thank you, thank you. It's been there since 2016, out of the blue.
Okay.
Not solicited, unprompted.
Okay.
Chris Jericho came to my Twitter page,
what?
Found that tweet,
what?
Retweeted it, and said, I'm saying it, you're Batman.
What? Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm saying it, you're Batman. Hashtag spoiler alert.
Chris Jericho just put Roxy Stryer out there on Batman. That's breaking right now on DC Movie News. You guys are hearing some incredible stuff.
Form of Chris Jericho forever.
Again, and he's an animal, so I think so.
Yeah, 100%. Freak of nature. Chris Jericho, baby.
Wow, that's Roxy Stryer. She's the crown jewel of DC Movie News. We're here today to talk about DC Movie News. If you are not watching a video stream of this, you're missing out, and that's all I'll say. And Roxy,
yes,
almost couldn't do the show today because she was afraid of burning the studio down. Because apparently, if the popcorn...
Okay, so there's a popcorn machine.
At Popcorn Talk Network.
At Popcorn Talk Network.
Makes sense.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Very on brand.
But you know, Adam, I've been here for the better part of a decade. And I many of times have forgotten that I put popcorn in the machine. And then all of a sudden, there's a little bit of smoke where there's fire.
Oh, no.
So
well,
I've
there's
been
smoke,
told,
hopefully not, for three, not fire.
For
but...
3 years, I was taking my popcorn privileges away from me. I was not allowed to make it. And I only got them back a couple years ago. So I was not going to risk it by leaving the popcorn out there to start the show early. AKA on time. So we had to wait.
And a very special happy birthday shout out to JT Shadow.
Oh, yeah.
Longtime fan
so
of the show.
I'm so glad you remembered that.
27.
What are you doing?
I'm in.
You didn't 27, and then you busted your
chest
out.
Because I was
out.
Feeling a bit warm and jealous that you had the best shirt of the show. Again, just saying, if you're listening to this on iTunes, we greatly do appreciate your patronage there.
Mm-hmm.
But you are missing out something from the video feed.
I'm the Enchantress Dancer. Also, I'm trying to put a tweet out, so cover for me.
You still haven't put the tweet out?
I haven't even started writing
it. Oh,
my
goodness.
Here's what it says so far. More hashtag release the Snyder Cut news. Hashtag Wonder Woman 1984 trailer coming. Keep saying things that...
Peter Sarsgaard has been cast.
Ryan in the booth
in
is
the
bringing up the breaking news. He told me as I was walking in, Peter Sarsgaard, nigh of Green Lantern fame, and of many, many other films, Salt and Sea being among my favorite performances. This guy has joined the already stacked Matt Reeves Batman cast. What do you guys think in the chat role? Is this our Penguin? He could go any different direction. What do you think here? Well, we don't have a Penguin yet. I could see him being... I mean, he's another chameleon type of actor. I mean, he's fantastic, and he could do...
We have a Penguin.
Oh, who?
Don't.
Colin Farrell is not officially... Right? There's been no official word from Colin Farrell.
I guess he hasn't verbally confirmed.
I think... We don't have a...
We haven't actually heard anything about the Colin Farrell rumor for some time.
We don't have a
I think
Mr. Freeze.
No, and we're not going to have a Mr. Freeze.
Oh.
There's no Victor Freeze in this movie. Sorry to tell you.
Well, you know what Freeze is.
What do you guys think? Harvey Dent?
SARS.
I thought we know. Don't we already have Harvey Dent?
Yeah.
Harvey Dent is cast.
Yeah. I feel like you don't think that Colin Farrell is Penguin? There was so much news about it.
Yeah, but that was weeks ago, and there's been no follow-up. And then we've since had, like, other
castings. That's true, and it was Jonah Hill before that.
Jim Gordon was confirmed. What we have, Riddler confirmed.
Yeah, yeah, Paul Dano.
Yeah.
I guess we also know who Batman is, so.
We know who Batman is. We now know who Alfred is.
Let's see. Luke Nelson says maybe Calendar Man.
Who am I
Man.
Missing? We know who Catwoman is.
Mr. Freeze says Scott. Thank you, Mr. Freeze.
Stop.
Thank you, Mr. Freeze.
Scott
Thank
is
you, Mr. Freeze. Mr.
Kissing
Freeze,
up
Mr. Freeze.
To Roxy. You don't mean that.
Appreciate
he mean
it,
that.
Mr. Freeze.
Doesn't mean it. Roxy's not right.
Jim says Harvey Dent isn't cast.
Is it not?
No,
oh,
I
is
guess
that just
not.
Another rumor that was out there? Okay, but I don't think Harvey Dent. That's my call anyway. I don't know. Yeah, Harvey Dent's going to be is a peer.
I think
to
I'm
Bruce,
right.
So.
I think I'm right. I think DC's whole plan right now is to put
if
villains
you're right,
in this
I'll wear
movie.
The shirt you're wearing on the next episode. How about that?
Or on the next episode that I'm right after, whenever that is, if
yes.
that ever comes out.
Understood. Not like saying on the next episode, if it's not confirmed by that episode, then I'm out of the agreement. No, whenever,
no, whenever
that gets
it
confirmed.
Happens. I also have this shirt in white, so you get your pick of the litter.
You can choose.
Okay. I'll wear the other one.
All right, we've
You guys
agreed.
Saw that, right? Ryan, clip it out.
I just time-coded it.
Great. So...
Six
we'll
minutes
just
in.
Settle that, Mr. Freeze.
Glenn Caesar
nonsense.
In the chat says it's Adam Gertler. You think he was cast as you?
That would be the ultimate insult and end of my life.
It would be so
there
good.
Was a funny thing on that. On who was talking about on SNL? I think it was Hollywood Handbook. They were talking about when SNL characters, like other people, get cast as them on their own show would be the ultimate because, you know, they lose all the big parts to like the stars and stuff. So, like, yeah, now they actually will lose their own parts to other people. Let's talk a little bit about Wonder Woman 84. Because there's not much else to say about Peter Sarsgaard unless you had more. You already said Mr. Freeze. That's all you want to venture.
Well, what I will say is, like, Maggie Gyllenhaal, his wife, part of DC canon. That's cool. I always like when they do things like that.
You know, I knew. I
is
felt
that a weird comment?
It was like, okay, so the weird thing about recasting that role to me is, like, it was almost like telegraphing that character was going to die in The Dark Knight. Because I'm like, why would you recast the role if, like, you weren't depending on something happening, like, with her arc? And it just put up a red flag. But she was so good in it. I just wish she was in Batman Begins.
You wish that Maggie was?
Yes. Rather than, you know, coming over and taking over as she did for, you know, Tom Cruise's ex-wife.
I feel the opposite way that you do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you wish that she stayed?
Yeah.
Huh.
Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
You wish Katie Holmes stayed in the role?
I do.
Maybe.
I do. I do.
That's a hot take. That's great.
I do.
That's good. Roxy, you're nothing if not known for your hot takes.
That's true.
Ryan, do you have any thoughts on who do you think Sarsgaard will
be? Peter Sarsgaard, known from NBC's The Slap. I thought that show
was
really interesting. I know, I had it queued up. I've been rewatching the show actually recently just because I think it's so crazy.
On what platform?
There's actually no platform. I had to buy each episode on Google Play. I'm not joking. They've tried to bury that show. It is nowhere to be found. I assure you it won't be on Peacock.
What is your commitment to The Slap?
I just
What's
think
going
it's
on?
So funny, and I've been rewatching it with someone, and we've been having the best time. But he is in that
so
show,
weird.
And he, you know, if he can be a bright spot on a show like that, I think he's going to be a great in the Batman.
Okay. Well, I can't say that I have watched that show, and I certainly can say for a fact that I will not pay to watch it on its own, but I appreciate you doing the hard work for us. Also appreciate the fact that you captured Adam Gertler spitting out his drink when you said that. Just watch that on playback. This is gold.
An honest spit take. Something about the absurdity, the extreme absurdity of your commitment to this lap was really crazy.
Guess who got her tweet out?
So, about Chris Jericho?
No, I just tweeted about the show that
we're
live.
Okay, you tweeted about this show.
I tweeted about this show. It took me 8 minutes and 25 seconds.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
And by the way, the chat roll is going crazy right now, debating the Sarsgaards and the Skarsgaards. Roxy says, just remember that you want to guard against Sars, so that's a Sarsgaard for Peter Sarsgaard.
Yeah, you got to know.
And a Skarsgaard is going to be...
You guard against Scars.
Right. That's going to be a true
You're
blood
Skarsgaard. You're guarding Skarsgård. From Sars or Scars.
That's going to be a Hemlock Grove. That's going to be an It. That's going to be a Hunger Games.
Yeah, but
a
different
Skarsgaard.
Different,
Avengers.
We're talking different
Skarsgaards,
but same Scars.
And Alex.
Different guards.
So look it up, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up on...
It's not confusing at all.
On the Google platform.
Alexander Skarsgård plays Tarzan, says Seattle KO. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Word.
I think so. There's no way to find that out. There's no way to back that
up. By the
up.
Way, guys, in case you didn't know, we are live every single Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific time on the Popcorn Talk YouTube. That's how we're always talking to the live chat, and we incorporate you guys throughout the entire show. So if you are on iTunes, first subscribe, give us that 5-star, and then make sure you check out the show live on YouTube every single week. Popcorn Talk, 1 p.m. Pacific time. A lot of people around, sounding off in here right now. Angel, ENC, sorry, I tend to butcher names, says, sounds like Two-Face. Do you think Two-Face, possibly?
That would be Harvey saying, Dent, yeah. But I think...
But I don't think we're going to see Two-Face. I think we're going to see Harvey Dent.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you think?
I think you'll see a Harvey Dent character.
But you think full-blown Two-Face?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily. I would think Harvey Dent. I think Harvey Dent's a good character to have on the board. To go back with, we just saw Two-Face not too many films ago. But you know, the Sao Paulo Comic Con experience is happening this week. I believe it kicked off yesterday.
There?
I wish we were there. Mm-hmm. You know who is there? I think is El Mayimbe, Humberto Gonzalez.
Damn, friend of the show.
Yeah. Humberto apparently was tweeting about the fact that they saw a new trailer for Birds of Prey.
VIP, baby.
And that Black Mask does appear comics accurate for at least part of the movie. And it's also, I believe, the name of his club that he's got. So what do you think?
What do you mean it's the name of his club?
The Black Mask.
Oh.
So he's got a club. He plays...
Black Mask got a club and it's called Black Mask?
Roman, whatever his name is. I know the character more from like the Arkham games, and he was like Roman Sionis, and he's played kind of like just like a...
Is he a gangster in that?
He was a gangster kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Just kind of a mob kind of guy. But I think this is going to be something different that we're going to get from Yun.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also a bunch of characters, posters released from Birds of Prey, and a new movie poster. Roxy, I'll just speak right out. Some people coming out early on this film saying like, all right, not a lot of comic book accurate looking costumes. Does that bother you? Or there's certainly a color palette to it. There's certainly a style.
So I always had a feeling about Joker. One way or the other. When it was first announced, thought it was a weird idea, didn't know why we were doing it. Then as news came out, I felt super duper into the concept of Joker. I always knew where I landed on it. I don't know where I land on Birds of Prey anymore. There's so much news that comes out about it that A, confuses me, mm-hmm. B, makes me wonder, is this movie going to be good or not? I really, really, truly don't know. I think they're telling a story of their own, marching to the beat of their own drum. I do trust Margot in the role of Harley, and I trust her and her creative eye and how much ability she has in this movie. I think that they have stacked the cast with some really great performers. So I would like to think that this is going to be good and that their costumes are just, they're taking creative liberties. But I don't know. I don't know.
Does anybody know what I'd love to hear what the budget is on this film, right? Because it does seem like, I don't know if
it's necessary. What if you had to guess? You think it's 125 or lower?
No, I think it's like a 70 million, 75 million.
You think it's
Joker
budget?
I think it's Joker level. Maybe that's stupid. Maybe it's more like over 100.
Yeah, I think it's probably around 125, but pure guess.
Okay, no, that's a good call. Ryan, if we could possibly get that factoid, I'm curious. So, do you think it's more a stylistic choice to go away from more comic booky costumes and create this world, and not so much like a budgetary, more just like...
I guess
what I'm implying is that like the broad costumes, for some reason, I associate them with like higher budgets to make them look good. Almost have to do them like.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. You know. I think that people are allowed to try different things based on the story that they're trying to tell. And if it works, they'll be applauded for it. Like, wow, you went away from the comics. You made your own costumes. You made your own stamp. And if it doesn't work, people are going to say you should have stuck to the comics. You should have done that look.
The budget is reportedly between 75 and 85 million.
Wow.
Which should be the lowest of any of the DCEU movies.
But lower than Joker. Nobody's talking about
that.
That's crazy.
Is that with marketing?
That's probably without marketing.
Because otherwise that's not lower than Joker, right? Joker's right around
there.
Joker,
I think they spent a lot to market.
No, this is not with marketing. This is without marketing. So
yeah.
I think that Joker had the same budget as this, actually. I don't think it's lower than...
It sounds like Joker was about in that ballpark, for sure, mm-hmm. for sure.
You know, Shazam was 100, so this is even less than that.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised with this.
And even with Shazam, when I say which had a lot of costumes and everything, but it was still very primary colors.
Yeah, but remember when they shut down, like, downtown L.A., and they did that whole fair for this, and people were driving by the...
Uh-huh.
Ferris wheel and all that stuff, getting Margot on board for this.
But she's also big time a producer on this film, so I'd be willing to think that Margot Robbie is not taking like a $5 million salary. You know, maybe she's taking a lower salary because she's clearly a producer and stands to make a lot of money if it does well.
Yeah, and I guess that Mary Elizabeth Winstead and doesn't have a big name, and neither does Jussie Smollett's sister.
There's no other big stars in the film.
What the hell is her name? What's her first name, Smollett?
Journey Smollett.
You know, they're not huge.
So Black Canary, this is like, to me, this is like, all right, that's clearly not in any kind of attempt at a costume. Are they just going to rely on, but I mean, I guess if she's got some kind of sonic scream, like, does she really need a costume?
Well, I don't think that this is the only thing we'll see her in, but when Harley finds her, maybe this is what she's doing.
You see, a lot of people...
Harley, like, supergroups them.
A lot of people have been alluding to this, like, oh, we're just not seeing fully realized versions of themselves yet. Maybe that is true, maybe that is not. If that's true, I wonder if that's not the best marketing idea.
Yeah, I
because it's really, I mean, there's, but it seems like they're...
If it is what they're going to look like, then this is smart to try to get you used to it beforehand.
Yeah, and it's almost like they're trying to not sell this as any kind of like superhero movie. Like it seems very far away from that. Like if I didn't know DC, even if I just saw Harley, there'd be nothing that screams like comic book movie to this. Like even Huntress, like kind of just.
This is what Zeno Hour says. I don't know where this is coming from, but
tell me, Zeno.
Our friend Zeno Hour in the chat says, "I think Mary Elizabeth Winstead said Huntress will get a comic accurate costume in the movie." I think. So I don't know if that's true or not, but...
It's such an interesting question, and I obviously don't know if you're right or wrong, but to me, it's selling two very different things. Like, if you have all these characters, comic book, accurate costumes appearing in the film, and you put it in the marketing, then you're selling it as that kind of film.
Yeah.
So far, what we've seen is not that.
Go back for a second, Ryan, please, to Black Canary, because Westy says she's holding Harley's bat. Is that Harley's bat that she's holding?
That looks like it.
Wow.
I'm putting it up right now.
Huh.
It's a bat nonetheless.
Yeah.
Someone just said in the chat roll, like...
Looks like Harley has a hammer now, by the way.
Yeah.
$100 million opening, it would be a good prediction. Doom Tribe T, I think it hits $100 million.
I think they would be very happy with that.
Right, which is crazy. Exactly. So it's even though Suicide Squad did like way more than that, this, honestly, this really just needs to open huge. And it makes its money back. But coming off of Joker... I'm with you, Roxy, by the way. Your assessment about how to feel about the film, I'm exactly with you. I want to have the most optimistic mind, but at this point, I felt really secure about Joker 2. I still feel like we know so little about this film and what it is going to be. And I'm hoping it's something really unique and different and just awesome. Doesn't need to be a straight up comic booky superhero movie to me because I know what we have coming in the next year. So, like, if this is going to be something different, I just hope it's great, whatever it is.
Yeah, I agree. We've got some people in the chat who are making fake news up. Dick Smoker says Birds of Prey runtime will be 4 hours long.
Okay. Listen, Richard puffs a lot. Okay, so also coming out of Sao Paulo this weekend, our friend Gal Gadot, the Israeli actress.
Some might call her a real-life Wonder Woman.
Real-life Wonder Woman. They are starting to ramp up the ad campaign, and we have confirmation that there will be a new trailer debuting on Sunday, pretty much closing the Sao Paulo Comic-Con experience. And I think you're able to live stream this when it's happening, 5 p.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. Pacific. And I'm hoping it's one of those live streams that actually then lets us all watch the trailer.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be like one of these, like, oh, cutaway. I think if they're doing this in Brazil, Sao Paulo, I think we're getting the trailer nationwide, worldwide, immediately.
Interesting that they're deciding to debut it there. But yeah, I would...
Where else would you? I mean, because it's like, think about it. It's like 6 months before it really starts opening. It's time for Wonder Woman. 6 months. It's time to go start that,
I guess,
the wheels.
Yeah, I guess it is time, but it wasn't long ago that Joker came out, maybe prior to a Joker movie or prior to Doctor Sleep, they could have done it.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any more 2019. I think that actually might be Warner Brothers Just Mercy. I don't know when that comes out, but that's not big enough.
I'm going to disagree with you because I think this is a really special time for the movies, the whole December frame, right? That's when, like, we saw, like, opening weekends don't matter as much. There's people off from school. There's a lot of movie watching. This is a fresh, hot, new trailer that you're going to be getting before every one of your Christmas movies.
Yeah, you're right.
That whole time, that's true. Wonder Woman is going to be out there in your face.
Also, it's very international friendly and...
Very.
Yeah.
And that's such a big part of the character and the campaign and the style.
And of the actress. Yeah, I agree with all of that. And I'm excited for this. I'm also with you. If this doesn't go nationwide, I'm going to be very upset about it. I actually think that this trailer is really important because from the footage that came out at Comic-Con of Wonder Woman a year and a half ago. Do you remember that? The footage that came out. Mm-hmm. There were such meh reactions to it. And now with all of different DC shakeups and not knowing about Henry Cavill and the leaving of Ben Affleck and this being the first time we're getting a sequel to one of our successful movies in this kind of a way, and Patty Jenkins is staying on. This is our first, like, this could be, I smell consistency.
In Marvel terms, this would be Iron Man 2 is what you're saying.
Right, yeah. So this trailer actually means something. And I really hope that the buzz around it is that was a fire trailer. I'm so excited for what we're getting in this second Wonder Woman movie.
I'm excited for it too. And I think for people, I'm excited for people that are not crazy nerds like us that pretty much have forgotten about Wonder Woman, saw it a bunch, right, a couple years ago, but remember it as a period film. Do not know what WW84 is. I think that on a large part of the audience, the majority really, if we're being honest, they're going to be so surprised to see Diana in this other time. It's like, wait, what? And I think in a really cool way. I think the trailer is hugely important. Have you heard some of the rumors about the plots of the film of Wonder Woman?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you, without spoiling or saying anything about those, do you believe them and are they disappointing to you?
I don't know because in the same way that I believed what the Joker big spoiler was for the Joker plot and we were upset about that, they did it, but they also didn't do it.
Because it was almost more confusing knowing it or not knowing it. Right?
So I don't know. I guess we'll kind of see. How did you feel about it?
I was a little disappointed if it's as simplistic. I'm speaking specifically about like the Steve Trevor stuff.
Yeah.
If that's really, but I don't know. It's hard to say out of context. I was really more just upset that I read it. If it's true, it's like I'm just upset that I exposed myself to that because it's like it doesn't help anybody to know things like that out of context, and it really makes you enjoy the experience less.
Yeah.
Like what I'm saying, like people that aren't as in this all the time, they get to have a fun time seeing Wonder Woman in 1984 without having no idea that that was happening when we've known for 2 years that it was happening.
That's a good point. We did get more Wonder Woman stuff, though. We got a little look at Cheetah via merchandise.
So, okay, here's another big thing. So we see a toy, which, let's be honest, a lot of the big character costume spoilers have happened through Legos, toys. Right. So you see this, and of course, the internet all unanimously loved it. Everybody was like, that's perfect. We have nothing to say, which is like almost never happens. Mm-hmm. No, I'm completely lying.
The internet was so stoked. They went quiet, actually.
What did people think of it?
The internet went dark.
What did they think of Cheetah's toy costume? Do you have the toy? Did we get a picture of it? Oh, you're looking stuff up. I can see.
I had a different photo.
Oh, okay. No, it's of a. If it's a, it's a toy. It's a marketing thing. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so it's a toy coming out. You know, they obviously these toys have to go out to the buyers.
No, this is not it.
No.
What you had was right, Ryan. We said Lego, like Legos usually spoil things.
Oh.
Not this one. No, not that one.
Sorry about this, guys.
It's okay.
Yeah, no,
it's Wonder Woman. This was tweeted out by @WonderWoman84HQ.
Got it.
And they did a first look at Cheetah merchandise and Gal Gadot is also on the box. And for anybody listening on iTunes, it's kind of like a Cheetah overcoat. Would you say that
it looks like a cheetah themed costume. But so I guess that this brings to mind, like, is she going to be some enhanced metahuman that we like to see in the DC universe and not necessarily have a feral transformation, or is it like what we're speculating with Birds of Prey? Oh, that's the first iteration, and then maybe as she becomes more Cheetah-y. Oh, there we go.
Rather unfortunate, I think, if this is the form we see Cheetah in at all times, and she's just a chick in a cheetah coat.
I think with this one, first of all, chat roll, I'd love to hear what you guys think about that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that that's what it is, and this is marketing being smart and maybe holding back some stuff before it's too late. Like, maybe this is like finally gotten under control. And also the idea of selling more merchandise, like, you always want to have characters appear in different costumes in these movies.
Wait, this I did not realize. Not Your Average Bear says it's a cup. I did not realize that this thing is a cup.
I didn't realize either.
I thought it was like,
now a, I see that.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for letting us know. Also, tons of stuff in the chat right now, Adam. Let me tell you what they're thinking. Doom Tribe T says, did not like the toy look at all. Ivan Soda says, adorable. LOL. So I don't know whether that's laughing at the fact that it's adorable or kidding about it being adorable. Dick Smoker, your favorite person, says hashtag not my cheetah. Then also Bear says, so y'all want some Cats type cheetah? LOL.
Oh, Cats trailer. Did you see that?
Yes, I did, of course.
Oh,
Kavari says, not my cheetah. Oh, no, make her have powers, not just the jacket, says Ivan.
Oh, I think she'll have powers. It's just a question of, is she going to actually become all cheetah-faced?
Thunder God says she looks like Grace Randolph. I kind of see that. She doesn't really look like Kristen Wiig. Evan says, don't reveal the final cheetah look, please, so I'm fine with this. Please,
yeah.
Garth says, please move on. It's just a mug sold in a foreign country.
Well, but these costume designs are always like informative as to what they look like. Yeah, it's a mug, but it's not like a costume for a different movie.
We see Gal Gadot on
look.
The outside of
yeah.
it as well.
I mean, it's totally official cheetah merchandise. So the question then is the same as like, if she does appear in a cooler, more bestial form, wouldn't that be the form that you would put on more of your merchandise?
You know what? I think that the trailer might answer some questions for us.
Well, again,
or not.
That's a question that you wouldn't want answered in a trailer, like away from the camera. Like, you would you want to reveal the cheat? Like, you again, like, you would want to leave something to the imagination.
But
I would think.
Are you picturing like Beast Boy?
Yeah, no. She becomes like a humanoid cheetah.
No, but I'm saying in this, are you picturing like Beast Boy transformation where no speaking is happening? No, you
humanoid,
want humanoid. You
humanoid,
want that. Right?
Yes, I want a great monster costume, cheetah looking, crazy. And I'm not going to hope that's the direction it goes for now. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
But we will move on. And let's talk a little bit about, real quick, Todd Phillips had some... clarified what his original Black Label idea was, and apparently it wasn't Joker trilogy, it wasn't even necessarily all villains. It was just three low-budget, character-driven DC stories that he wanted to tell, and they were like, haha, get out of here. But then he makes the Joker, and now Joker did what Joker did.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of feel like they'd be crazy not to just let him proceed with that plan at this point, right? Like,
yeah, the quote that Phillips was saying that was kind of touching upon this about if he's interested in taking on a single character film instead of Joker, he made clear that his interest still lied with Arthur Fleck. He said, quote, I think there are DC character studies I'd like to see personally, but there's nothing that I've been drawn to. No. Then he also went on to talk about DC Black, and he said, quote, they said a movie labeled that would allow for, quote, low-rent, low-budget movies where you get a filmmaker to come in and do some deep dive into character,
So to clarify, he wasn't implying that he was going to make a trilogy, but what he basically wanted to do was, like, that slick move of setting up a label, directing the first one, and then producing, staying on as a producer, and then bringing in other talent, which I still think is a great idea. Roxy, do you think they can have similar success to Joker? I mean, maybe not $1 billion without a marquee name like Joker, though. I mean, like, Joker is a name that everybody knows. There are so many DC characters you could do this with.
So without thinking about the actual story, Adam, without thinking about if they have a good background, what are the villains of DC that you feel like have a name that is not necessarily on the level of Joker, but sellout movie name? Penguin? Yes or no?
What do you mean? Like that?
Just the name. If the movie was called Penguin, it would get a lot of people would come see it. I'm not saying whether you think the story is there.
Yeah, maybe the
Penguin,
maybe the Riddler.
Riddler. Yes.
Maybe Lex Luthor.
Lex. Okay. Mr. Freeze.
Good. Everybody wants to say Mr. Freeze. Sure. I'll give you Mr. Freeze. I know everybody wants to
Catwoman?
Say it, but it's like, well, we saw that they try that. I'm sure.
Poison Ivy.
I don't think Poison Ivy.
Any other villains that I'm missing that you feel like have name recognition
marquee
in that
names
way?
Yeah. Not just people like us.
Well, but Adam Gertler's already cast in the Batman. We discussed
But to a broader public, I don't know. I don't know. But I also don't think it necessarily has to just be villains. And that's what I was more interested. Like, I liked, you know, people always talk about something like The Question. Like, there's...
Yeah, but that, you're... I think The Question would be fabulous, but you're not going to name a movie The Question and have the same kind of success as Joker.
Well... But you might have a lot of success. I don't know. Probably. I guess that's the question. Yeah, that is the question. I don't think it's literally the question. I don't think any name is as big as Joker. Like, that's just, it was just such a perfect cultural moment for it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I still think they could be successful.
Do you think that the Birds of Prey movie would do better? Same exact movie, but if it was called Harley Quinn.
I do. I think it would have a little bit more success. I think Harley Quinn was very much in the public consciousness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think them calling it Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. Woof. I think that's tough.
There's going to be a lot of pressure on Warner Brothers coming off the Joker, basically trying to make lightning strike twice, because we have another smaller budget film.
Yeah.
And that is a different tone. But I love that it's totally not Joker. I think this film is going to be way more fun.
Yash says Bane. What do you think about a movie called Bane?
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's going to sell out of public, but if you give me the Peñadora story... Like a real prison movie that just ends with him getting off the island, like that one-shot Peñadora that was the precursor to Nightfall. Yeah, I'll take that movie all day long and do that for $60 million. Make it like with the Raid cast members, lots of crazy martial arts. Oh my God, I want that movie so bad right now.
Black Rock says Scarecrow.
Get out of here. I'm in my Peñadora film, Scarecrow.
Global CPUI says Wizard of Oz, Dark Side.
What's that?
Dark Side?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but Dark Side is not a low-budget film. No, Dark Side is a $245
million film. Cambo says Amanda Waller.
Obviously. Okay, I think we got the answer there. It's Amanda Waller. No, honestly, Amanda Waller is a pretty good idea, too. It could be really good. I don't think that's not a marquee name, though, for sure.
Yeah, I think that...
Good comments.
Yeah,
though.
I'm loving this chat right now, guys.
We should move on. We have a lot more things to talk about.
Move us forward.
Okay, so there was some update about the history, the future of the DC film franchise, which leads to some Superman talk, right? Like, apparently, Variety pointed out the fact that there was a sort of status quo about what DC movies wanted to do, which includes more rated R films,
specifically those rated
talk
R
specifics.
Those rated R films being the Suicide Squad, and what was the other one? Was it Birds of Prey?
Birds of Prey is rated R.
Yeah,
too.
Those were the two that I think that they mentioned going into that R territory. And yeah, there was tons of stuff. I mean, there was this massive article, and I don't think we had a show since then because
we
of Thanksgiving.
We haven't, because this was Thanksgiving. So, it came out like on the 26th.
So what happened basically was they touched on every character and where they stand. They talked about Green Lantern and the fact that they're still moving forward with the Green Lantern movie, even though the Green Lantern HBO show is also going. That part of HBO Max's strategy is to launch characters there and then possibly give them movies. That... We talked about Henry Cavill still possibly doing Superman, but there was also talks about J.J. Abrams being in talks about Superman, and not only that, but Michael B. Jordan having been brought in earlier this year talking
things that we heard about.
Superman, yeah, it just put a big bow on all of this stuff that was being talked about. The Flash still being in production, in development right now, and Ezra Miller still being attached to that. The Trench still being a project that they want to work on and that they're looking for a director for right now. So touched on every one of our areas and said that part of the strategy moving forward is rated R films. Part of the strategy moving forward is HBO Max. They've got a lot of irons. I wouldn't even say in the fire, a lot of irons in a lot of fires.
So one of those irons that nobody has fired on yet is the Superman. And I do remember what got a lot of attention from this article for me was the fact that, like, apparently the in-house idea was that they still just didn't know what they're doing with Superman, which is to say that they might not have a plan in place right now. Like,
they had talked to Michael B. Jordan about – a Superman movie, and that seemed to be possibly the same one that they were talking to J.J. Abrams about, but it seems like Michael B. Jordan's schedule did not work with doing a Superman thing now. That doesn't mean it doesn't down the line. I also don't know if that means that J.J. wouldn't be interested.
So
because I know J.J. was your first pick, by the way.
Yeah, and so he has been talking, because he has been on the Skywalker trail, obviously talking about his little new film opening that ends the Skywalker saga.
Is he working on a movie right now?
He's got a movie coming out. He's got a little film.
Bring on the hate.
Sci-fi film coming out.
So I just killed part of Ryan's soul inside.
People asked him again, and he basically, he kind of copped to the fact that people keep asking me. He says they haven't talked specifically about it, but it seems like he knows that Superman would certainly be on the table for him. Like, it would be a I mean, that's not to say that, like...
That might be a Henry Cavill Superman. It might be a different person Superman.
That's true. I mean, I could see him easily doing a Henry Cavill Superman. And Cavill, on Superman, you know, he's also out there on the Netflix trail. And he... His attitude regarding the Snyder Cut is kind of like wanting to move forward. And I think also kind of being careful because he still doesn't know if he's Superman or not yet.
But speaking of the Snyder Cut, the massive article that Variety did put out did close with the fact that they don't know what they're doing with Snyder Cut, don't have intentions of releasing Snyder Cut. But then other places have said that it's coming out on HBO Max. And then Snyder himself had a ton to say about the Snyder Cut this week. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
What is this Subway?
This is breaking today.
What's happening?
Subway sandwiches. Yes, the Subway sandwiches tweeted hashtag release the Snyder Cut and said if they get over 10,000 retweets, that they'll donate 10,000 sandwiches to hungry families during the holiday period, which they did, and now they're doubling down.
Because they did it in under 214 minutes.
So now they're doing it again for 15,000 sandwiches. So go retweet that.
Okay,
guys. Oh, that's funny because they're saying subs. I'm thinking subscribers. They're talking about sub sandwiches.
Retweet that. So 214 minutes, guys, is funny because Zack Snyder put out pictures of the cans of film that said Director's Cut Justice League, 214 minutes on it, which is like 3.5 hours. It's like watching The Irishman.
Kind of wild, though. Did you see somebody come at him being like, there's no way this is the length? And right. He was like, it was originally 5 hours. Come at me.
Somebody said, no, this is... Somebody said, no, come on. Obviously, this is the assembly cut, which is why it's so long. And then Zach came back, was like, bro?
Bro.
Bro?
It was 5 hours.
Bro, right now?
Can you let me... Bro? Can you just give me a... Bro.
Can I talk about my assembly cut, bro? I know you know about it, bro, but how about my assembly cut was 5 hours?
So good. So good. Also this. Is it real? Does it exist? Of course it does. That was what Snyder said when he put out.
Guys, this just got a shot. I was image. Like, I was bored talking about this, and I was like, there's so much Snyder Cut news. How are we going to talk about this again? And then Subway gets in the game and starts throwing out subs to people.
Subway sandwiches.
That is, you know why that's so significant?
I'm not mad about them giving hungry families food during the holidays.
No, I think
I'm pretty happy about
that's it. That's fantastic. I will take a moratorium on saying bad things about Subway
for the next 213 seconds.
Exactly. Or 214 minutes.
214, yeah.
But that is, it just signifies how pop culture this thing has become. And it's like, at what point does it become so big that it will will itself into existence? Like, at what point does the Snyder Cut become self-sentient and just make itself happen?
It's happening with HBO Max.
Chris Terrio had something to say about it, too. Chris Terrio, obviously, you know, he wrote Batman v Superman. He wrote Justice League as well and worked on the new Star Wars film. And he was quoted as saying, I can't say anything about it right now, but very soon I will have something very specifically to say to you about that. So Chris Terrio, I mean, these are not people that are like has-beens, not walking, working. Like, they're all very much still in play and going concerns.
Yeah.
Which, to me, makes it weirder that Henry Cavill can't just jump on the bandwagon, too. It's like, come on, Henry. Like, it's not like...
Gal's on it.
Henry did get the worst of it, though. Like, he gets to do none of the cool stuff. And Mustache Gate. Like, this guy gets no respect. He's the Rodney Dangerfield of Superman.
Yeah.
No respect.
He ain't getting no respect.
So that's crazy. So we know how long time it is. And, oh, we also found out a little detail. Okay, now this made me bristle a little bit. That it was always the plan to kill Bruce Wayne to make the ultimate sacrifice in a Justice League 3. Now, in light...
You're upset.
Well, okay, here's the thing. This is, and inherently, as much as I'm all for people that want to see the Snyder Cut, this is why We didn't have the Snyder Cut. This is why we didn't have his view. He didn't. He doesn't understand how soap operas work, and comic books are soap operas, and like. Marvel was able to pull off what they pulled off because they put 23 films into it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that people would be happy killing a Bruce Wayne in a third Justice League film if, like, the world isn't, like, embracing that character in that similar way. So I feel like it was, like, big ideas, but they didn't earn the way to get there. And, like, it's just – it was intrinsically what was wrong with the whole thing. Being built from the outside.
This is what slam poetry or whatever?
Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay. Same. Okay.
Samesies. Yes, okay. Yes, and cool, yes, cool. Yes, yes. You've got to earn it.
Yeah. It's just not enough to say, like, and we kill Batman, he makes the ultimate sacrifice. Like, if it don't mean it, it don't mean it.
We were playing
Ryan,
on somebody
what do
else's
you think?
Timeline.
You sound like you're really...
I think I'm silent. Thrilled how many people we have in the chat right now. We have 325 live viewers.
What?
Please hit like,
thank
subscribe.
You.
So much love and a lot of people talking about the Snyder Cut. Yeah,
it's Roxy's shirt. That's the only reason they're staying.
It's interesting that they plan on killing
Ben
Affleck because I love Ben Affleck. But yeah, I think he did get the worst of the fallout. I just kind of wish he was a little bit more enthusiastic. It feels like he lost confidence in everything before.
Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like the sad video, the sad like memes and everything?
Right.
You think?
So I really wish he ended up directing that Batman movie and just all that happened around Live by Night. I really do wish we got to see that.
I know. Look, a lot of things fell apart. Joe Manganiello also threw out some more Deathstroke pictures because he was also playing company man for a long time. And he's like, I know what's happening, but I can't tell you. And it seemed like he also has become frustrated and was like, listen, there's so much awesome stuff, so much work that was done, so much art that was created that people aren't going to see. I'm just going to throw it out there. He's like, you got other Deathstrokes out there. You're not me. It's like, screw you. I have it on my computer and I put it out there. What do you think of that?
Manganiello. I kind of liked it.
Ballsy.
He's also a working actor who's going to continue working. And I think he realized, like, okay, I have a little bit of power in this situation. I'll be all right. I will be all right. What else we got?
I think that's pretty much all in the world of movies. I mean, we have some big stuff happening on the other side of things that we could talk about. I wouldn't mind taking some time to,
get to TV time.
If we could, I think it would be a good time for it. I'm going to eat some popcorn in the meantime.
Me too. It's so good. And everybody keeps saying, what am I eating?
Popcorn.
Can you hear it? Popcorn talk.
Good to eat popcorn.
Archie says, here come the weirdos. Does that mean the TV time people?
I think it's the graphics, yeah. Those weird, unholy graphics.
Starting with, curious what you're watching right now. Did you check out the Titans finale? Are you caught up on Watchmen?
I saw the Titans finale, and I have to say I've been very bullish on Titans this season, and I was not 100% satisfied with this finale. I thought...
Spoilers?
No spoilers. Okay. Just basically, the episode's called Nightwing, and I don't know. I don't know if it zigged when it should have zagged. I don't know why it wasn't what I wanted it to be, what I needed it to be.
I thought the Jericho storyline fell a little flat for me.
Yeah, the whole thing, he's alive. He's not alive. What are you talking about? His consciousness is floating around. It's not the same. They made it seem like he was alive in another room. And I just I don't know. What do you guys think? Chat roll. Listen, I still overall... big fan of the show. I'm happy to see where it's going. Oh, yeah. Also, spoilers. Now can we talk spoilers about it? About the one big thing happened?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. There was talk about unearned deaths. There is like a death that you don't give a crap about. Out of nowhere, unearned. Like, character you love, could have cared about, didn't care because she wasn't developed enough as a character. I love this character. But the death, it was out of nowhere.
But
it was just so ridiculous.
It's not sticking, right? Because we send Raven with her.
That was all garbage. So you immediately oh, by the way, I've never brought people back from the... Okay.
But no, I should go with her, right? What?
Yeah.
Why? What? Why, Raven?
I don't know.
And Dick's like, yeah, okay. It's like, what?
I heard some people criticizing this for being very much like a network, typical Berlanti kind of finale. And I have to say that is the worst criticism, and I kind of agree with it.
I liked this season so much more than the first season. I can't even explain it. So I thought that this finale even was better than the first season's. But
it was better than the first season's finale. It was.
But
that's
it wasn't up to par with the rest of the 100% season.
100% Roxy. So what you were kind of saying is like it was disappointing, but where the bar had been raised so much, it was still a better show. I agree. It was better than last season's finale. I just been waiting for this Nightwing to premiere. I don't know would have satisfied me short of like something like The Raid. I just wanted to see Nightwing kicking ass for an hour. It seemed like the Deathstroke thing was fast and anticlimactic. The death was unearned. It was quickly reversed just to set up the next thing.
Yeah, the chat's kind of agreeing.
Black, bit of a stumble.
Black Bantha says two stupid deaths. KC says everything with Rose was unearned. Doom Tribe says how bad was the Beast Boy stuff?
Yeah.
That wasn't even my least favorite stuff.
No, it wasn't. Somebody also pointed out, like, the Jason Todd Moody at the funeral kind of business, too. Like, yeah, his whole storming out being his pissed, like, I never believed.
Yeah, me neither.
I never earned it. Like, yeah. I'm like, calm down. But just calm down, dude.
I think that also the bar has been set incredibly high over across the pond on HBO land with Watchmen. I mean, this is the best show that's on TV right now. I kind of think hands down.
It's kind of great that people are saying that because we were both excited for this show and the section of people most likely to destroy it, and like comic book fans and most people have been pretty positive on this show, and it is pretty awesome, and it is much more like Leftovers. And I think people that were like Leftovers fans that were like, no, you got to get on board with Lindelof, yeah, that were like never Lindelofers and now are Linda Lovian all over the place.
They're Linda Lovian in the front, they're Linda Lovian in the back, yeah, because side they to see, side. Like,
and honestly, yeah, I again, big reveal in the last episode.
Huge. Okay, so huge. Honestly, I don't think we can do DC movie news without spoiling it. So we are. I'm going to talk about this reveal right now.
Okay,
so this is Watchmen
here.
Spoiler reveal.
When the lights are not red anymore, we're not talking spoilers.
Great. So this is. I'm going to Ryan Nelson for this one because our amazing producer also is the host of our Watchmen After Show for AfterBuzz TV, and he crushes it over there. But we've done a lot of talking off air about this, Ryan. But in general. Did you, because I heard all positive at first, and then it's kind of seemed to be across the board now, did you feel positively about the reveal at the end, this episode with Yahya Abdul-Mateen's character?
Loved it. Loved it. And I loved, the bigger reveal to me was that she was aware of it.
That's the bigger reveal.
That's the
totally.
Huge reveal. It's like,
totally.
Because people have been theorizing, everyone on Reddit, everywhere online, everyone's saying, well, maybe, you know, he's Dr. Manhattan, you know, Lori Blake said he was hot, and they, yeah. But the fact that Angela is aware that he is Dr. Manhattan, that threw me. That was a whoa, because that opens up a whole new bag of possibilities.
Which means that Angela is aware of who Lori Blake is and her relationship to Dr. Manhattan.
Right, which means she's had the jump on Lori Blake.
This is one of those like awesome reveals where it's like, here's a huge thing. You've been wondering where Dr. Manhattan is. We're going to give it to you. But here's this other thing that you're right that you get to sit on and stew. And really not even until Ryan just said that, then I'm like, oh my God, that means she knew who Lori was.
Yeah.
The entire time. And shout out to a friend of the show, Faith Herman, playing young Angela Abar.
So great.
She was here for Shazam.
Remember when she came on for Shazam?
Oh my God, yes, of course.
She was so excellent in this episode.
Crushed it.
Oh my, she is such a little badass.
She really is.
She's great. And then Ryan, I told you.
Oh boy.
Okay, Adam.
You gotta do this.
You haven't heard this yet.
What? This is nuts, Adam.
This is a good one. So somebody called into Collider Live with this theory. I can't take credit for it, but I do subscribe to it, I think, and I'm going to be spreading it everywhere as if it's my own. So pretend that I came up with it myself.
Ooh, this sounds juicy.
It's nuts.
What if
okay.
We're hearing all about Lady True's past, right? Her mom, we're cloning her, and what's mm-hmm. happened before with her, the grandma and all these things. What if Lady True is the comedian's daughter. Remember in the comic book
uh-huh.
when uh-huh. he kills the uh-huh. Vietnamese woman and shoots her in the chest?
Yeah.
Woman dies, baby survives.
Right.
She was pregnant.
Because right. she was pregnant.
Yeah, she was coming after him for, yeah.
And so when she says, yeah, I'm bringing back my dad all in time.
Oh.
With the clone.
Oh.
She's bringing back comedian.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I love that.
I don't know.
That would be nuts.
We don't know.
Wow. So the comedian returns.
It would also make her Lori Blake's half-sister.
Yep.
Lori Blake's half-sister.
Because that's the comedian's other daughter.
Oh, right. Of course. Of mm-hmm. course. Of course. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, it was cool. You got to see a little bit of the comedian in the background when they showed, like, the Minutemen photo, right? Like, you see him. It looked very much like the comedian from the comics that was just, like, in the background shot. Yeah, that show is so juicy dripping with Easter eggs. I'm so glad. Aren't you glad that that's not a Netflix show? Like, how awful would it be if you watched all those back to back to back? Like, yeah. You need to let those sink in.
I know.
Such a good show.
We don't have that much more time, so I do want to say, in big big news for next week. We have Crisis finally coming, guys. Crisis is upon us. Yes, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Crisis is here. We have finally done it. We have made it to Crisis. We have bared these horrific seasons of the CW shows so far. I don't know what they all were thinking, but to get to this moment, that's supposed to be five of the best episodes, three of them now, two of them in January. Crisis is here, and I'm here for it. I'm sure there will be tons of surprises on top of the fact that we already know how many guest stars are coming in and popping in. We have three freaking Supermans, for Christ's sake.
We almost had a fourth. I read today that they did reach out to Nicolas Cage.
I know.
They said they reached out to a lot of different people.
I've heard that we might get an image of Nicolas Cage at some point. I really don't know. But
I'm interested. Okay, so here's the thing I'm most looking forward to. A, seeing if they pull this off. B, seeing if there's any surprises that have not been advertised.
How do you feel about the image of Brandon Routh's Superman choking out Tyler Hoechlin's Superman that was released?
I mean, I don't know. I'm as positive as anyone for anything with Brandon Routh in that costume. I think most people are echoing the same thing. I think it's a bit obvious to say, like, people can't look away when the dude is in that costume. I think it looks great because we were talking about how puny his Superman,
yeah,
you know, makes Tyler's look. And so the fact that they have that actually happening is great. And, you know, I'd be interesting to see, like, so far I have not really connected with Tyler Hoechlin as Superman. We haven't seen
enough. He's getting a whole spinoff.
So I'd be really interested, much like how we kind of met Batwoman last year, is are they going to take this opportunity and give him a serious arc and not just get him out of the way so Supergirl can do her thing? Dad, look at that!
I know.
Are you kidding me?
I know. Did you watch this week? Did you watch any of the CW shows?
He's like Cavill. He could give Cavill a run for his money. He's twice the size he was when he was actually Superman.
He's huge. He's bigger as Adam than he was as Superman. But did you watch? Are you caught up on any of these shows? Are you going to watch any of them going in? But you're going to watch Crisis.
Yeah, okay. Going right into Crisis.
You are every other person I know right now.
Yeah, honestly, it's just so much content out there, world. And I just don't have extra time to be like watching stuff that's not totally grabbing me. I'm just sorry.
You've dropped out on a pretty good season to drop out.
What do you mean? Meaning like
of the CW shows?
Like I'm not missing much by having dropped out.
This is the worst the CW's shows have been in 8 years.
I know, and I know. I have fans out there in the chat role that disagree with us and totally respect your
opinions. Here's the deal, though, Adam. I have watched every episode of every CW DC show ever.
You're gold star
CW. So I'm allowed
CW.
To say how I feel.
You're the opposite of me and Harry Potter.
I have not ever missed an episode of Black Lightning, Arrow, Legend of Tomorrow, Supergirl, Flash. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. I get to say how I feel. I've watched every single episode for 8 years.
Yes.
Let me have it. All right, that's it for TV time.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Next week, we got to save a lot of time for TV time because we got that Crisis.
Yeah, we have a lot of Crisis next week, and we'll see. We'll also talk a lot about Wonder Woman 84 trailer and Crisis. So if nothing else happens, we have a full show. I'll be here. You'll be there. Tell them where to find you, Roxy.
Everywhere at Roxy Stryer. And also, I do a show called Super TV Showdown for Only Stupid Answers, where we deep dive all into TV for CW, DC, all the superhero shows. So if you want more on that, check it out there.
Yes. I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me at Adam Gertler. And
Mike Kalinowski. Ryan, when does the Watchmen show air?
Sunday, 7 p.m. PST. AfterBuzz main channel.
So right after Watchmen airs on HBO, you can join Ryan,
Tehran, Nate Miller.
Great crew.
Awesome crew.
Yeah, great crew. So I bet that's a great
crew. And Drew Jones.
All right. We'll see you guys next time on DC Movie News. Alec Pudding.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.